This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A Catholic couple wants the Denver Archdiocese to drop a lawsuit over the state's universal preschool program. CPR's Jenny Brundin explains.
The Archdiocese and two of its parishes that run preschools filed the suit last year. They claim the state's non-discrimination laws would prevent them from blocking LGBTQ families from enrolling in Colorado's universal preschool program. The lawsuit asserts that violates their religious liberty. A Catholic couple with a child in one of the preschools wrote a letter to the school's principal and the Archbishop of Denver. They said the lawsuit's impact has been devastating for LGBTQ people, and they've decided not to re-enroll their child in the school this fall. The Archdiocese did not comment on the couple's request. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Colorado's ozone season is around the corner, but CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports that RTD's free fares won't be coming back this summer.
State legislators couldn't find enough money this session to fund another round of free summer fares, but the agency is looking to extend its popular program that allows kids to ride for free. Other transit agencies, like Mountain Metro in Colorado Springs, say they intend to bring back free ozone season rides. The ozone programs are popular with agencies and riders, but there's little evidence they reduce driving enough to really bring down ozone levels. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park will not open in time for the holiday weekend. Recent storms have slowed plowing efforts on the route from Estes Park to Grand Lake. Snow and high elevations has also delayed access to other mountain roads, like Independent Pass near Aspen. It's CPR News.